Anybody up for a cruise starting in July? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 29th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Strong economic data moved the markets today. Consumers are buying, says Nestle and Unilever. A day after beating forecasts, Ford stock goes down along with GM and others. We'll tell you why. The first quarter is behind us. Where are we headed in Q2 and beyond? We've got some thoughts. We've also got the Wall Street Report, and what is it about Bank of America that landed them in the top five of U.S. companies according to LinkedIn? We'll share. Let's go. We've got the news next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, today we learned that Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines will head back to the water in July. That's following some CDC guidelines anyway. Reuters is reporting that yesterday the CDC made public a letter to the cruise industry that said it was committed to the resumption of passenger operations in the United States by midsummer. The CDC said a ship may skip simulated voyages and directly start open water sailing if it attests that 98% of its crew and 95% of the passengers are fully vaccinated. It should be stressed that reopening for cruises in July is a strong hope. There are many issues yet to be resolved, according to Royal Caribbean CEO Richard Fain. The U.S. economy, according to data released today, is on a roll. Business Insider is reporting the data is showing the U.S. economy is near full recovery, boosted by a trifecta of the stimulus spending, vaccine rollouts, and a widening reopening of businesses. Growth in the quarter pushed economic activity nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. The Commerce Department today said the country's first quarter gross domestic product grew at an annualized rate of 6.4%. The expansion ranks as the second strongest pace of quarterly growth since 2003, dwarfed only by a record-breaking rebound in the third quarter of 2020. The first quarter jump follows a 4.3% expansion in the fourth quarter of last year. So yeah, things are heating up. Yesterday, it was Nestle that reported a blowout quarter and maintained its full-year forecast as consumers continue to buy products designed to use at home, still wary of venturing out into restaurants and bars and the general public. Today, it was Unilever who reported strong sales for everything from Magnum ice cream pints to tea and Hellmann's mayonnaise, all helping sales soar 5.7% last quarter, surpassing analysts' estimates. Bloomberg is also reporting that forced lockdowns in many key markets fueled sales of skincare products like Dermalogica and Murad face masks as consumers attempted salon-style facial treatments at home. All of this helped offset lower sales of deodorants and hairstyling products, though demand in those categories could start to pick up once again as people start returning to work. Well, the theory of what goes up must come down, and that's exactly what happened to Ford today, just one day after beating earnings expectations. Reuters is reporting that shares of Ford Motor Company fell by more than 10% at one point today after it warned the global semiconductor chip shortage could cut its second quarter vehicle production in half. And that was a bad outlook for rivals and key suppliers. The chip shortage has forced U.S. automakers to cut production of less profitable vehicles while allowing them to raise prices on their most profitable ones as demand surges, and all of that has offset production loss. Analysts say that trend won't last long and that prices will come back down later in the year as the supply of chips becomes more normalized. Shares of Ford's larger rival, General Motors, also fell today by over 4% in morning trading. But it was not just Ford and GM. Today we learned that Honda Motor Company said it will halt production at 3 plants in Japan. BMW cut shifts at factories in Germany and in England. Meanwhile, Caterpillar flagged it may not be able to meet demand for machinery used by the construction and mining industries. You should know that companies that supply chips are reporting surging sales and pledging to invest billions to expand capacity as they struggle to keep up with demand. Chips, friends, it's all about chips. Well, first of all, we are not stockbrokers or analysts, but we do report on the business news every day. And we've been doing that for more than a decade. So we've been thinking about the future. And here are some open thoughts about the economy moving forward. Now, we can look back and see that in the first quarter of this year, the economy has rebounded. The S&P 500, a very broad index, is at record numbers, while the NASDAQ that started out hot has cooled a bit, and the Dow, well, the Dow's been a bit flexible. But looking ahead, what might we expect? Well, last night, President Biden shared with the American people his jobs plan. Now, we don't do politics on the News Hour. We stick to business. But this is worth looking at, because every single spend in that $1.9 trillion bill that he's proposing, he's tied it to jobs. Now, he didn't frame climate change in the pending disaster that many do. He tied it to jobs. He tied getting lead pipes out of cities to jobs. He talked about broadband and jobs and saving rural America, bridges and highways and airports, all tied to jobs. Now, to be sure, the cost is huge. But he also came with a way to pay for it. And while some legislators in Congress are against the new rollout of taxes, it is popular with rank-and-file Americans. So what does all this mean? Well, the opposition party is against the measure, but the American people are clearly in favor of it. And it is a jobs program that rewards the private sector greatly. One would think that the Republicans would swarm to the idea. But even if not, what does the future hold? Well, we think we'll see the markets rebound even at a greater level. We think that as the nation opens up, banks and bank stocks will soar. So too will construction companies, manufacturing, shipping, and transportation. But what about inflation and interest rates? That's a worry to some. Well, the Fed has already said that they're keeping interest rates at historical lows, and they believe that any short-term inflation will be just that. As the economy heats up, inflation will climb, but they say only temporarily. The sticky part is COVID-19. Without more shots in the arms, we could see us backsliding, and that would be another blow to the economy. Another sticky part of all this is China. They are intent on beating the United States, and they are spending heavily to do so. If we don't match that effort, where then might we sit? The bottom line, and all of this is just an observation, we think we'll boom over the next 3 quarters, but everything has to come into alignment. And that could be harder than we imagine. In a dramatic turn of events, Wall Street ended the day in the green. For most of the day, the Dow rose and fell, and then came the afternoon trade. And at the bell, the Dow closed up by 239 points to end the trade at 34,060. The NASDAQ did the same, at one point down by close to 100 points. It reversed course and closed up by 31 points to 14,082. The S&P 500, well, that notched another win today, up by 28 points to close at 42.11. After the bell today, Twitter stock fell by 9.4% after the first quarter results showed a miss on user growth expectations. Amazon stock, after the bell, rose by 3.3% in those after-hours trading. First quarter results easily surpassed expectations. Biotech company Gilead Sciences saw its stock drop by 2.7% on disappointing first quarter results. Western Digital, the computer company, saw its stock pop by 5.4%. Meanwhile, U.S. Steel slid by 2.1%. Computer chip manufacturer Cirrus Logic saw its stock plunge by 11.4% on lousy fiscal fourth quarter numbers. Meanwhile, a look at where the stock market is in the first 100 days of a presidency. If you go back 70 years, no other president has seen the kind of returns as has President Biden in his first 100 days. Not since the 1950s has a president seen stocks rise as much. And finally, there is this. Bank of America made the top five of LinkedIn's top companies list. How'd that happen? Well, the bank made commitments to lift up employees and communities that they serve. Last month, the banking giant increased its four-year commitment to advance racial and economic opportunity to $1.2 billion. It also launched initiatives to retain employees, including reskilling more than 20,000 workers to support PPP loan distribution. So how did LinkedIn rank companies? It's a good question. The list is based on all-new methodology that ranks companies according to seven pillars, all using unique LinkedIn data, and each revealing an important element of career progression. They are ability to advance, skills growth, company stability, external opportunity, company affinity, gender diversity, and educational background. Congratulations to Bank of America. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.